You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting MerrittAssembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we want to thank you for spending the next half hour with us here on the Refresh radio program as we dive into the Word of God. Today, I want to say thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape is a licensed and insured family business. They're based in Brevard County. They have over 20 years of experience in the landscaping business. They do beautiful, beautiful work. You can actually check out their website. You can check out their Facebook page. They post some pictures of things that they do up there. They have a full array of products to enhance your outdoor space. If you want some artificial turf, they have that. If you want to put in a putting green, they do that. If you want pavers installed, they do that. Install and manage drains and downspouts. They've worked on my irrigation system. They have the know-how and the resources, such as landscape lighting, water features, or landscape repair. They know how to design, to plant, and maintain everything that's going on. They have really done a phenomenal job of making our church front look a whole lot better. It's absolutely stunning. They can transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure, like they have done for Merritt Assembly of God. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. Dan and his team have also Space Coast Nursery. If you like to get out there and plant things yourself and do all of the digging and the watering and things hands-on. Space Coast Nursery is north of the Barge Canal, 3880 North Courtney Parkway on Merritt Island. They are open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. And the phone number there is 321-452-5565. Treasure Your Landscape. They are a huge blessing to the Kingdom of God, to the Refresh radio program. They love Jesus, and they love what they do, and we are thankful that they believe in the Refresh radio program and for being friends as well. So God bless y'all. Today, Psalm 50, verse number 21. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. On yesterday's program, we were talking about erroneous thinking. Idolaters create idols in man's image with supernatural powers. God, who is supernatural and supernaturally holy, created man in his image, and then we promptly with Adam and Eve in the garden, and before you throw all of the hate mail towards Adam and Eve, you and I have done plenty on our own that has indicated that we are in desperate need of the ministry of Jesus, distorted that image to where we no longer look like the people God created us to be. That's why we need a redeemer, a savior, and the lover of our soul to come and change the nature of our heart, the way that we think, and the things that we do. I preached a message a few weeks ago called The Desired Outcome. And that was on the heels of some tragic events that had taken place that shocked the nation and shocked the world. And some people, since we were talking about thought processes on yesterday's program, some people would think, well, you know, I probably shouldn't do that sort of thing because that's not the outcome that I would be looking for. And I will tell you that Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, that's the outcome that I'm looking for. I'm looking for Jesus to be Lord over my past. I'm looking for him to be Lord over my future, but I am also looking for him to be Lord over my today. I am looking for him to be glorified in my past. He will be glorified in the future, but I'm also looking for him to be glorified on September the 25th of 2025. I want him glorified. And so a lot of times people focus on the things that are going on right now, but there's always going to be things that happen, and we can either think that evil is triumphing, or we can see that eternity with Jesus is really the desired outcome that we have. And so I have a presbyter, and he has this saying, he probably got it from someplace else, that you cannot threaten Christians with heaven. It's not going to work. Eternity with Jesus in heaven, that's the goal. That's the goal. Doing, you know, the Refresh radio program, that's just an act of obedience on my part to try and reach as many people as possible here in Brevard County, because I don't want anybody to not hear about Jesus, that Jesus could come and change their heart and change their life. So we talked about thinking and that how society thought that God was altogether like them. And in verse number 21 here, the latter part of verse number 21, God says, "You thought I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes." In other words, God is going to come. He is going to judge. He is going to correct. He is going to set the record straight. It will be a divine correction, and it will be shocking. When people are so deceived that they think that God thinks just like they do, only to find out that they have actually been influenced and led astray by deceiving spirits. So it is shocking to them when they come face to face with the one who values human life, and he begins to set the record straight. He says, "I will rebuke you." Now, the way that I try and communicate divine communication patterns with our congregation is that God will come to us with a still small voice to try and bring about correction. If we choose to ignore that voice, the volume will increase. If we still continue, the still small voice becomes not a private conversation, but eventually becomes a public demonstration or a public rebuke. And I don't like getting in trouble. I don't. I despise it. I'm the compliant person. I tell people that I don't like to speed because it causes my wallet to break out into poverty. I don't like pain. But I tell you, the goal of my life is not comfort. The goal of my life is Christ. He's the pathway. He is the way, the truth, the life. But he is also the objection, or the object, the goal that I'm pursuing. You know, when we deviate off of that target, we're going to find ourselves in need of divine correction. Divine correction is not because God hates us. It's because he loves us. Now, he says, I will set them in order before your eyes. All of these indictments, all of these charges, they're all going to be laid out, and God can show you chapter and verse. He can show you from his word, this is what I intended for you, and this is what you did. I always like to use myself as an example if I can, and you know, I've messed up so much, it's pretty easy for me to do that. But there was one time I made a financial decision. I thought it was God. Was pretty thoroughly convinced it was God. And I pursued that, and it didn't produce the results that I thought it would produce. In fact, it did exactly the opposite. And I did what I always do. I went to God in prayer and said, God, what happened? And he said, well, you need to go read my word. And I ended up in Proverbs, and I saw there that the path that I had taken, that I was so thoroughly convinced was God, didn't line up with God's word, and therefore it wasn't God's plan. It was Bob's plan. There are so many people who make decisions and they are convinced that it's a godly decision for them, and it's just exactly what they wanted to hear. From my experience, whenever God lays something out before me, it's going to require faith. In other words, there may be some difficult and turbulent times ahead, and so I'm going to have faith that God is speaking to me, and only God's going to be able to make the way for that to happen. So if you find yourself in a position of correction, don't run from it. Run to it. Now, in fact, that's what verse number 22 begins with. It says, now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. So we can always consider, and that's what God says. He says, I want you to understand. I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying. Now, not only can you consider, but and if we remain teachable in the hands of God, we can even reconsider. We can go back and we can reevaluate and recalculate and say, was what I the conclusion that I came to, the actions that I behaved in, let's reevaluate those in the light of God. There was a statement that came out. It was probably 20 or 25 years ago, something like that. And it said something like, no regrets. Live life with no regrets. And I will tell you that I do not subscribe to that philosophy. There are plenty of things that I've done that I wish that I didn't do, but there are also a number of things that I didn't do that I wish I had. Now, I don't live with those failures governing my life, but I do bring them to Jesus, and I ask him to forgive me, whether it was a sin of commission or a sin of omission, I asked him to forgive me of those things, put them under his blood, and then empower me to move forward from those things. So he says, now consider this, and this is specifically addressed. It's moved from just, you know, a general description of the wicked to you who forget God. Now, if you listen to the Refresh Radio program on a recent basis, you know that here, not too many programs ago, we were in Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. And when we were in Psalm 42, there was a question, why have you forgotten me? That was a question the psalmist was asking God. Why have you forgotten me? And that word means to, why did you forget me? Why did you leave me? Why did you stop caring for me? So now we come over here to Psalm 50, and the roles are reversed, where God, who has promised he will never leave you and never forsake you, that God never stops caring for you but is moved with compassion for you, God who doesn't ever forget you, now in Psalm 50, verse number 22, God says, I need those of you who have forgotten me to reconsider. I don't know where you are in your journey. I don't know if you attend church. I don't know if you pray, if you read your Bible. I don't know if you have fellowship with other believers. I don't really know. There are people with all sorts of different realities. Some people used to be in church and then something traumatic happened or disappointing, or maybe the distractions of life just happened. I know a lot of people who it's not that they really intended to wander away. They just got distracted. I know a person who at one point in time they were living an ungodly lifestyle, and I don't really know where they are now, but they made this statement, I never intended to be here. Wasn't here in Florida, anything like that. But the statement was, I don't really know how I got to this point. This is not the point. This is not the plan that I had. I just ended up here. Well, you need to consider at some point in time, how did you get here, and how do you get back to where God wants you to be? The problem that these people have here in Psalm 50 is the same problem of the people mentioned in Romans chapter 1, who choose not to retain the knowledge of God. Now, here's what this word forget means. To those of you who forget God, who have failed to remember him, who have ceased to care for him, who have abandoned him, forget means that at one point in time, you had to know him. So, in order to forget something you had at one point in time, you had to remember. I know that all of you have probably done the same thing that I've done, where you were in a room, you needed to go to another room for a reason, but I don't just make that journey thinking exclusively about that. I start thinking about other things on the way. And many times I get to that other room or the other building at church, and I was like, now, what was I here after? And because I've littered up the path, if you will, with my other thoughts, sometimes I have to retrace my steps. Sometimes I have to go back. Sometimes I have to ask other people who were in the conversation, what before I went down this rabbit trail, what was it that I was trying to say? You know, memory is a very, very important thing. I pray for our church, and I pray this promise out of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Self-controlled, self-disciplined. And so where the world is trying to teach us to get to a place of independence, God wants to bring us to that place where we realize we are dependent upon Him for everything. As believers, God has given Himself in God the Holy Spirit to specifically bring back to remembrance to believers the things that they've studied, to give them fresh words from heaven whenever they're speaking. In order to have forgotten something, you had to know it at one point in time. The enemy loves to come and steal seeds that have been planted. I've lived in my house for a while, and I've tried to do my best to, you know, get the grass to where it, you know, at least green and at least have grass in the majority of places. And so there was one time when I went out and I seeded the yard. And, you know, I read how to do it, went through all of the steps. And I tell you what happened. Those little seeds nestled down into the soil, but somehow word got out to this massive flock of birds that I had decided to seed my yard. I don't really see that many, you know, just birds. I mean, every once in a while there's one that sits on the fence or on one of the, you know, lines that extends between power poles. But there's really not that many birds. Occasionally there'll be some that sit on the roof. I was out with my grandson here a few weeks ago, and there was a cat sitting up on the neighbor's roof. And I know that the cat's been up on my roof too, but I know what the cat was doing up there. He was looking for the birds that come and sit up there, but really not an excessive population. But when the word got out to the birds that fresh seed had been sown, they showed up by the hundreds into my yard to start eating the seeds. I know that the father knows the name of all those birds, and not one of them falls to the ground that he's not aware of it. But I didn't sow that seed out there for the birds. I sowed it so that the grass would grow. And today, if you were to be honest with yourself, if I was to be honest with myself, would we actually be indicted by God the same way that this society? I hope not. I hope not. I hope that you think about God more than on Sunday morning. I hope that you realize that God is not supposed to be on the extremity of your life. He's not supposed to be a supplement to your life. He is supposed to be the central focus of your life. If you are like me and you're allergic to pain and you don't like misery and you don't like heartache and you don't want to forget all of the things that God has done for you, then say, God, I'm going to do everything in my power to remember you, not forget you. So what happens if we do abandon God? What happens if we cease to care for him? It doesn't look good. He says, instead of being made whole, they would be left in pieces and there would be none to deliver. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It's a wonderful thing when you're a child of the living God. But I will tell you, when we have made God an enemy to fight against, instead of realizing he's really the greatest ally that we have ever had in our life, and we need to stop fighting against him. You know, when I was a boy, I wandered too deep into the deep end of a pool. And the friend who had invited us to that pool, he came over and started trying to help me because I was in trouble. And I was so thankful to have the help that I almost drowned him in the process. I will tell you, God, I was fighting him instead of not being mean. I was just trying to keep my head above water. But I will tell you this, God, if you are finding that God is standing in the path opposing you, you can rest assured that what he's actually saying is the bridge is out ahead. You need to change your course. You need to allow me to change the way that you think, change the way that you act. You need to stop forgetting me and start remembering where I have brought you from. You need to remember where I want to take you to. And so only he is able to deliver us. It will never be our intellect. It will never be our position. It will never be our power. It will never be our finances. It will only be the blood of Jesus Christ who is able to deliver us. He can deliver us from our pits of failure. He can also deliver us from the traps of success. I know a lot of people who the worst thing that ever happened to them were they were so successful that they started forgetting about God instead of thanking him. Today, I pray that you will remember God and you will put him as the focus of your life. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.